Thank you, everybody. Today is February 13th. You are listening to the Inside Pulse Wrestling Pulsecast. I am your host, Matt Herrick, and we have two special guests for you today. We have two legends of the wrestling business. I think it's pretty safe to say that. Diamond Dallas Page and Jake the Snake Roberts. How are you guys doing today?
Miserable. How about you?
No,
I'm doing great, man. I just got off the torture rack. I had shoulder surgery last Friday, and again, I want to thank all the people that made that possible. And you know who you are. I love you. But this machine that I'm on, I have to sit in it for, check this out, 4 hours a day while it lifts my arm into uncomfortable positions. So other than that, I'm wonderful. Even with that, I'm wonderful.
Me too.
He likes watching me suffer. That's the only reason.
That is a lot of fun.
That was actually my first question for you, Jake, was how are you doing in just this whole, I mean, this is, just seems such like a drastic process and a drastic move for you. How are you currently making it through? How has the day-to-day life been?
Well, day to day, it's always something new because I haven't lived like this, you know. Back when I was doing it my way, which I would not recommend for anybody, it was hell day to day, man. You know, the drugs and the alcohol. You didn't have good days because, you know, once you get into that rhythm of having to have that high or that drink, the rest of your world stops. And it just decays. And then you open your eyes and you've got all this wreckage around you because you haven't been doing the real world, you know. And it was killing me quick, and not really quick enough for me at the time. But now this new way of life, this positive attitude, this hungry for love and hungry to give it back is totally new. I mean, it's like a friend of mine said, you know, why is it that the rest of the world loves us and we don't love ourselves? Well, that's part of my mental defect, and we're working on that. And thanks to Diamond Dallas and the program, man, DDP Yoga, bro. I know as weird as it sounds, Jake the Snake's crazy for yoga. Damn. Boy, if that don't kill a gimmick quick, nothing will. But anyway... It's the bottom line is not killing anything, man. It's enhancing and opening doors that I never saw possible. And those doors are helping others, you know. And, you know, sometimes you got to share what you know or you lose it. And sharing what I've had in the past is something I was always fairly well doing, you know. I mean, I could teach somebody to wrestle or do an interview. I just needed somebody to teach me how to live, and DDP Yoga has done that, man, because, you know, his desire, dedication, and positive attitude, man. I mean, I can give you a long list of people that says, damn, Dallas starts talking that positive stuff, you want to choke him, but he's telling you the truth, and that's the reason you want to choke him. Because you don't have to live in darkness, man. You can step out there and not be afraid of the light. And all I got to do is do the next right thing. And, you know, some days aren't easy, man. And some days I don't want to throw in the towel. I'm not ever feeling that anymore. It's just that some days you have emotional days where you have to explore your pain. You know, and it's pretty rough to break a scab off of an old sore and then take something and poke it to see where that pain's coming from. And basically that's what I have to do some days. And I'm really excited because I've got an opportunity to get some real serious counseling that's been opened up to me. And I can't be thankful enough to those people. But with everything that I've got going for me, man, there's no damn way I'm losing. You know, and again, my excitement, my joy, my high today is letting somebody else know you don't have to die. You don't have to go down that lonely road and hate yourself And you don't have to live in the past, man. I'm saying that I'm trying to adopt and keep a brand that of mine, which my history is not my destiny. And by God, you know, each day that I'm still standing, that's one more than I thought I would have.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic to hear. And actually, I know how you said before that it's kind of a kind of a shock to hear Jake the Snake Roberts and yoga in the same sentence together.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, back up.
DDP yoga, dude.
It ain't
DDP yoga.
You never hear me say it. DDP yoga is your own animal.
Yeah, it's not. We don't sit in the corners and hum, and we don't do a lot of weird things other than the normal things I do. But this workout, man, is so incredible. I'll tell you how incredible it is. Here's the best way for me to sum it up. If somebody would have told me that I would be jealous of other people being able to work out when I could sit on my butt because I was hurt, I said, yeah, right. Because, you know, sometimes a drunk and a junkie in that life, you don't really want to work out, you know. And you'll use any excuse to skip a workout. But, man, it's been absolutely brutal sitting around this house the last 6 weeks. And other people are training. And then I start doing something. And somebody yells at me and tells me to stop it, you dumb monkey. You're going to hurt yourself again. I won't give you any idea who that is. I'm sure everybody out there can figure that out. But he's trying to protect me. And, you know, when you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing brain surgery, okay? And I just have to shut up and listen because, you know, Dallas brought this out to me in the very beginning. He says, dude, you know, 57 years, you had everything, but you screwed it all up. So why don't you let somebody else drive the car for you? And, you know, bottom line, man, I knew I was on my last shot, man, to live, not just to be successful, but to live. And today I talk with my children, man. It's all positive. It's all good. They actually want to hang out with me. My daughter came out and stayed a week with us and trained, and she's so excited over the possibilities and things that can benefit her body because she has MS. But she's a fighter, you know, and that's one thing I forgot I was. I forgot that I was a fighter, man. But when you get down as far as I was, man, you forget that you used to be a guy that would stand up and go nose to nose with something. And doing DDP yoga, yeah, you're going to go nose to nose with your weaknesses. You're going to go nose to nose with your problems that you have with your body because you have not taken care of them. I mean, it's sad, but I'm doing rehab for a shoulder, and just for kicks the other night, I decided I would stretch my hip out a little bit because I forgot to rehab that 5 years ago when I had that surgery. You know, my rehab back then was drinking and doing drugs. And, I mean, what the hell do you expect from your body if you don't take care of it? And doing with working with Dallas and changing the way I eat and what I eat and when I eat, and that's one's still tough, but... you know, belly says, feed me, you want to be fed, but, you know, you got to get into a routine and do it at the right time. So all these things count, man. It's not just moving a magic wand and tapping somebody on the shoulder and saying, okay, now you go do this. No, everything counts, and that's accountability, man. That's why we call it the accountability crib, because we have a list of things to do. I mean, I've got a damn schedule, man. I've had to learn how to do the iPad. I've had to learn how to tweet. And that's a movie in itself, brother. You want to be entertained, watch that stuff. But there's a lot of surprises along the way. And the biggest surprise is you can change and you can get better. And you can teach an old dog new tricks. And this dog, sometimes I bark, but I'm not going to bite nobody, you know.
Well, the next question was with it seemingly how it, I know it must not seem that quickly on your end of the things, but just as an observer of seeing you at the beginning or in the middle of last year taking on this challenge and everything, it seems that you're recuperating awfully quickly. Is there any chance that we're going to see you back in the ring at any point? I know you mentioned training, but.
Yeah, you'd be asking the wrong guy. Because, again, I told you, I just shut up, I get in the car. You know, I got somebody that watches out for me because sometimes my best thinking got me in trouble. And, you know, we all have dreams, man. And it was certainly never my dream whenever I started out wrestling to go out the way that I did. And, but do I want to, do I have to change that to be happy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And if that's going to any way harm me on this new road that I'm doing, because today it's more important for me to get healthy and to raise grandkids and try to reclaim some of that father thing that I really wanted and just didn't know how to go about. And those are the important, the most important things. Sure, I would like to do. I'd like to climb Mount Everest. I'd like to be president of the United States, you know, a troubled man for troubled times. But that ain't happening today, man. All that's happening today is keep my workouts, get my stuff, do my meetings. You know, rehab for me is doing meetings, man. And when I miss a meeting or two, brother, I have trouble in my head. And the only way you're going to put out a fire, man, is by doing the right thing, you know, and it's not pouring gasoline on it.
So the bottom line is what we'd like. We started this movie, The Resurrection of Jake Fake. It has since changed. The title has changed to It's Never Too Late. The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. Looks like we might be adding another name to that, and Scott Hall.
Yeah, man.
It's the first we've mentioned this, because now we've been in contact with Scott, and he really seems like he's been, you know, right on the right path, and we're hoping to get him up here and get him into the program, and he's really excited about it, best I've heard him in years.
Yep.
And, you know, the whole thing for Jake was, you know, not wanting to go out the way he went out, and, you know, his body's getting stronger every day. You know, DDP yoga isn't just a body workout. It's also, it's all about your mindset and, you know, what's possible. I often quote Henry Ford, if you say you can or you say you can't, you're right. We're all about I can. And will Jake actually get in the ring one more time to go out the way he wants to? Possible, but it's not the ultimate goal.
Nope.
The ultimate goal is to live a healthy lifestyle, that he is reconnected with his kids again and has an amazing relationship with many of them. He's got eight. So
it'll take a week, too.
But he's creating an awesome relationship with his grandkids as well. And, you know, a lot of parents out there really screw up the first time around.
Yep.
But they become amazing grandparents.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had one of those. She wasn't the best mother to my mother. You know, my mother hated her for a lot of it. But we all loved her, and she was an awesome grandmother. So, you know, people get a second chance like that. So, you know, you look at a lot of kids with one parent, one parent in their family. A lot of times it still comes down to that grandparent ends up, that grandma ends up becoming the matriarch of the family.
Yep.
So, you know, Jake's on his way to doing a lot of great things. We had a setback with the shoulder injury, which wasn't or what work we were doing with DDP Yoga. It was gym, and it's very high impact on your body. And, you know, we learned a great lesson out of that, and I know Jake did. And
I'll tell you what I learned out of it. Your ass will get sore if Diamond Dallas is chewing on it, okay? Because you just get tired of hearing, okay, I know you're right. You know, that hurts sometimes still, even though he is, damn it. I hate hearing I told you so.
My question for you, Dallas, was did you ever think that DDP yoga would become such a big thing in the wrestling world as it has? I mean, we've heard interviews with you just talking about how people would always look at you funny because you were one of the first guys to start icing your knees and your elbows. But now we're hearing stories and testimonials from like Jericho and Randy Orton, Edge, Shawn Michaels, all these other guys, all these other top level names are saying that DDP yoga really saved their career or added years onto their career that they didn't expect. Did you ever expect it to become such a hit that it has with the guys in the back?
You know, I think everything comes down to longevity and everybody did laugh at me. And on now, all the guys that laugh at me, they'll laugh at me doing it, including Jake.
Yep.
All such big supporters of it because, like, once you get past the mat and you realize that, you know, I don't ever call it yoga. I said this earlier. DDP yoga is its own animal. I mean, we hit it with, it ain't your mama's yoga. And I said that to be funny, but it's true, you know. And, like, one of my, that my because Jake does it now, you know, Roddy Piper has talked to me now about it, who I love and would love to see him doing it. One of the biggest people, is not a big name for people who watch TV today, but if you go, you're an older fan, like old school fan, you know the name Jerry Briscoe.
Hell yeah.
And Jerry Briscoe was 66 years old, and he just did a thing on Twitter. A 66-year-old Jerry Briscoe did a thing on Twitter nominating DDP Yoga for the social media awards. It's called the Shorty Award. When I saw it, it just choked me up because he didn't do that to support me. He did that because this workout was helping him feel younger again. And he's been beating up Pete Russell for 60 years. I mean, since he was a kid.
Yeah.
He was 5 years old on a mat. You know, the guy's wrestled for over 60 years. So.
And I still can't touch him.
or would we?
Hell no. Not even a tag.
But, you know, it's an honor. I'm humbled by it. You know, it chokes me up at times. You know, and now break it into the, you know, the NFL, and one of the first young studs that's doing the workout with us and has over a year now is Bruce Miller from the fullback for the 49ers. Known as a little kid, you know, but he just started doing it last year. Him and my daughter are best friends. We connected through that. So, you know, in the MMA world, Michael Chandler, who is Bellator lightweight champion, and he's as bad as it gets. Another guy who nominated DDP Yoga for the Shorty Award. You know, so it's branching all through all athletics, but it's really for regular people more than anything that are beat up, that were athletes. You know, we've had people lose hundreds of pounds.
But yeah.
You know, Jake's lost, how much you down?
Over 60
pounds. And he was that less than 5 months.
Yeah, one fifth of my body weight is gone, man. And I mean that in itself is a victory beyond all expectations. But to be able to get up and down out of the floor for me, to be able to straighten my fingers and my toes, because before my hands were all crunched up and my toes, I'd walk, I'd roll them under my foot. I'd step, I'd break a toe. Well, of course I had no balance, but now I have balance. I don't look like a drunk all the time, even though it was my feet causing part of the problem, not just my drinking, you know. And now I can do these things again, man. And doing the shoulder, okay, that was my fault. I said it again. It was me not listening, me thinking, and I shouldn't think sometimes, man, because, I mean, you know, it's like an alcoholic. You know, you do the same thing time and time again, you know, expecting different results. Well, no, you can't do it that way, man. So, you know, life is a trip, man, and you learn or you just fade away. And I'm not fading away, man. I got a lot of kicking and scratching to do yet.
Yeah, the bottom line is, bro, I'm honored that the boys are doing it. I just had Edge on my DDP radio show, and he was as vocal about the workouts and how he does them and how they've helped his body. You know, as Jericho, it blew. I tried to get him to do it when he was 29 because I knew how hard he worked in the ring and how many high impact moves that Edge, you know, had done over his younger career since he was in his teens. And he like Jake said, God, I wish I had listened to you then, but at least I'm listening to you now, you know. And, you know, another great in the business right now is Ryback. And when he came back from that 16 months out, this was the catalyst of the workout that got him back on track. And now he's taken so many of the moves that I've taught him and worked it into his own workout that really works for him, you know. And I want guys to make it their own. I'm always saying that if you go to ddpyoga.com and you invest in the program, I always say, make the workout your own. Work around it. Use a chair. You know, Jake, have you broke your toes?
Nope.
Workout?
No, since I started, no.
Yeah.
Oh, now I can straighten them out. They're still ugly, but, you know, They're still there, though. I mean, I can use them again, man, and I have balance with them. My fingers are straight. You know, that was so big for me, and I'm off the meds that I was taking that helped me straighten those fingers. So to be off those meds tells me that I'm doing something right, and a lot of it is eating the right things. You know, that's the best part about this thing, man, is we're, for me, is that I'm being enlightened in so many different alleys, you know what I mean? We got a little cooking show we do on the internet, you know, called Eat This. And, you know, it's one thing to make a guy eat something and lose weight, but it's another thing to teach somebody how to make good food that is awesome, that is also good for you. I mean, I thought if it's good for you, it has to taste like crap. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all, man. And I'll put our menu on the board against anybody's. You know, go ahead and bring some of that fancy damn stuff in there, man. We got some stuff that's going to rock your world.
Now, how exactly, or who approached you for this experiment that is obviously paying off? It seems like with you, with DDP, and now hopefully it will be paying off with Scott Hall and more people in the future. What was the catalyst that got the ball rolling for the YouTube?
Dallas picked up the phone, man. I'd helped him out a little bit early in his career. And he just wanted to check on me, man, and like a damn big brother, you know. Here's the old man calling somebody else big brother, but here it is. And he just wanted to check on me and see how I was doing. And I told him, you know, like any liar and drunk and junkie would do, oh, I'm okay, I'm all right, you know, because you don't want to tell the truth, man, when you're down and out. And he kept needling me and pestering me, and finally I told him how much I weighed. And he's like, dude, you can't do that. You were never that big. You got to be miserable. Well, then I opened up, talked to him about my hands and my feet a little bit, and next thing you know, he's trying to talk me into trying his eating plan and seeing if it'll help me lose a little weight, and with the promise of something else to come along, if I could start doing the routine, try it. And basically, I just agreed to do it to get him off the damn phone so I could go get my alcohol and my dope, man. I mean, that's the truth. And but the package came in the mail because he does deliver, like so many others don't. He does. And once it got there, I picked it up and looked at it and started piddling with it. And next thing you know, I'm okay, I'll try that. This doesn't look too hard. And especially whenever I looked at the eating plan and found out that I could actually still have food, you know. And once that happened, I started losing a little weight. You know, it doesn't take much to build a fire sometimes, man, just a little spark. And he gave me that spark, and that spark made me get hungrier for doing something else for my body, doing something else for my mind and my soul. And it's just snowballing, man. And, I mean, I would, you know, there's no doubt in my mind, man, if I was still on this planet, I'd still be a very, very miserable and sick man, and I would not have a relationship with my family. Because I was hiding from them. You know, I didn't want them to come see me at the house because I looked like hell. You know, and, brother, you know, when you look at somebody and you see that life in their eyes, you know, you can look at some people and see that there's nothing left. And I didn't look in the mirrors back then because I didn't see anything left. It was just death, just waiting, you know, and, now with DDP yoga and doing the right thing and eating the right thing, going to meetings, not being afraid to tell somebody that I care, not being able to tell myself that I'm a pretty decent old fart, you know, and quit knocking myself. I mean, a lot of it's just what you do to yourself. I mean, and Dallas has taught me so much there that, I mean, I first got here, he made me get rid of some T-shirts because they had negative messages on them. Well, I thought that was a bunch of crap at first. But then it started making sense that if I wear a sign on my chest that says, loser, your reaction to that is going to be, yeah, he probably is, you know. So where do we go from there? Well, downhill. And that's that positive attitude thing, man.
Okay, I know we have to wrap it up pretty quickly. Do you mind if I just dive into a little bit? I had just a couple of reader questions more about the wrestling aspect of your careers, and I mean, you're both legends in our business. One of the things people really wanted to know, now that Bruno Sammartino is being inducted into the Hall of Fame, which just seemed to come out of absolutely nowhere and nobody expected it to happen, do either of you ever look at that as an accomplishment you see happening in the future, or something you want, or is something you strive for, or is it just something that you, if it comes along, great, if not, you know what you contributed to the business?
I would love to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to lie to you. Will it make my life any sweeter? No. My life ain't going to get much better than it is right now, man. All I got to do is just keep doing what I'm doing, and my life's going to give me all I need. I'm happy that Bruno's going in. There's a lot of people that deserve to be in that Hall of Fame that aren't. And whether I'm one of those, that's not for me to decide. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. And that's okay. We'll start a DDP Yoga Hall of Fame, and we'll put our stars in there.
And you, Dell?
I'm sorry?
And you? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, of course, I feel the same way as Jake. And I think that if it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, it'll happen. I don't think at some point, you know, you can deny either one of us at some point, you know. But right now, it's not my focus, you know. I always say, you know, until I see Jake Roberts and Macho Man in there, it's really not a big deal to me, you know, because those guys are, they belong in there before me, and I think Bruno belongs in there before everybody.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, so that it's finally getting around to Bruno, and I know they wanted to put him in years ago. It's not like they didn't want to put him in. You know, whatever reason why Bruno has decided to let it happen this year, God bless him, and nobody deserves it any more than that guy, you know. I mean, he really is a living legend on so many different levels. And I look at him today, oh, God, he's probably going to go up there and pull a Palance. What's his first name?
Jack Palance.
Do a one-arm push-up.
Oh, shit.
Or he'll do the one-arm push-up, jump in the air, and clap behind his back or some damn.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to look like $1 million. I've had the fortune over the last 10 years to spend some time with Bruno, and he is just...
amazing, man.
He's amazing. I love him. He's an amazing cat, and he was a super, super, super cornerstone for the business on so many levels.
All right, and I have one last question for you guys, and I'll let you get back to whatever it is you're doing today.
Fixing the world.
There you go. What I have is a question that has come up a lot, I mean, among just me talking to my friends and talking to my peers, my colleagues, and there's a lot of things both of you are known for, especially a great wrestling mind, being able to put together matches, the different feuds and things like that, but two of the main things have been both the DDT and the Diamond Cutter. They're two of the probably the most recognizable moves in wrestling history. Now that you're looking back on it from this point, we kind of know from various DVDs and interviews how those moves came about and what led you to come up with them. What I would like to know more is how important is a good finisher for a pro wrestler, whether they be young or old, or how did it affect your careers as far as either skyrocketing you or just getting your name out there a little bit more and your character more developed?
Well, you're going to develop whatever you want, man. And, you know, whether it be a DDT or a Diamond Cutter or a headlock, you can do the same damn thing with a headlock, man. So to me, the most important thing is the whole match. Okay. That's where people miss it a lot. You know, they think, well, I'll just do this, 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 and I'll get to that, and I'll hit this, and that's it. No, it's not, man. Your match starts when you leave that locker room. That's one thing I always try to teach.
You know, for me, you also, you know, once you get out there, it's how you leave them. And that's what they call the finisher, you know. And I had one of the greatest compliments given to me back in 1997 when Jake called me up out of nowhere. I hadn't talked to him for 4 months. He said, congratulations. And I said, congratulations for what? He said, reinventing the DDT.
Yep.
You know, when you can take a move out of nowhere, people want to be surprised.
Yeah, everybody likes surprises.
Yeah, they want to go, oh, man, I never saw that coming. Oh, that was amazing. You know, so, you know, I think that's what, you know, I just stole that whole idea from Jake because he was someone that, you know, there's a lot of Jake Roberts and Diamond Dallas Page. Everybody else has studied Curt Hennig, who was amazing for some of his bumps, and Terry Funk and Randy Savage. And those are the four guys I was like, I want to be like those guys. And, of course, Jake was probably the biggest influence on me on a lot of different levels, but they all became one Diamond Dallas Page. No one did it like I did it. You know, everybody has their own right. Nobody like Jake. You know, so.
Well, a wise man knows where to steal his stuff, okay? That's the truth, because there's nothing new, man. There's nothing new. But a wise guy, a smart man, knows where to steal the good stuff and how to put it together. And that's one thing the whole world can look up Diamond Dallas Page and say, that son of a bitch knows how to put it together.
Right. Yeah,
whether it be DDP Yoga or in the ring or a house, because our credibility crib, brother, you can't touch it.
Yeah, we got a really amazing place here in Atlanta, Georgia. And when Scott gets here, and I honestly, the only reason I'm fake letting people, you know, saying it right now is because I believe that he actually will make it all the way here.
Yes, he will.
And you know, I've got a lot of him right now. We've done some really, really excited about that. I know he's pumped up, so. You know, now we just got to get there. You know, come Tuesday, I'll know for sure. But right now,
he'll be there.
I feel pretty good about it. So, hey, man, appreciate you putting us on. Anybody who wants to know any more about DDP Yoga, pretty easy. Go to ddpyoga.com. You can invest in the program. There's three different levels. I always tell people, listen, if you just want to try it, get that level one. But if you really want to own it, jump in and really do what Jake has done for himself, what I've done for myself, Jerry Briscoe, Jericho.
The list goes on and on, bro.
Goes on and on. Jericho, though, I've got to point out, when you talk about conditioning and how he looks, he does one workout. He took off 6 months and toured with Fozzy. That means for 6 months he never wrestled. And Jake or any other professional out there will tell you, in professional wrestling, you go 10 minutes, if you haven't wrestled in 6 months,
you're dying.
You're going to die. You're going to be blown sky high. And there's only one workout that really captivates how you can really work yourself really intensely and then take it back. And intensely and take it back. And that's what a match is all about. Jericho lasted 47 minutes and 53 seconds. After taking off 6 months, he looked like $1 million walking to the ring and in the ring and walking away from the ring. So that's the greatest example I can give on conditioning.
Yeah.
And what can you possibly do? I don't know. Look at what Chris Jericho did there.
Yeah.
And so, go to ddpyoga.com, invest in the program, and you will get the results, and you'll get invited to our Team DDP Yoga site, and that's where we have the greatest support system on the planet outside of this house. Hey, man, thanks for having us, bro.
Take care, bro.
Well, thank you. It was an absolute honor to talk to you guys.
It's been your pleasure. See ya.